USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
There has been no response from the White House to the images of North Korea's efforts to rebuild a satellite facility that could also potentially launch missiles. Representative Brendan Boyle tells CNN President Trump has had an inconsistent and ineffective strategy with North Korea.
It's been all over the map over the last 2 years. First, ratcheting up rhetoric to a very dangerous degree with his infamous fire and fury comment. And then to go from that to, quote unquote, we fell in love, which he's not just said once, but remarkably has said numerous times, to now hear where we are, which to me has not been surprising.
Work to dismantle the facility began last year, but stopped as U.S. talks stalled. On Friday, President Trump said he would be disappointed if North Korea was to resume weapons testing. R&B singer R. Kelly walked out of a Chicago jail today shortly after someone paid $161,000 that he owed in back child support. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
The House of Representatives voted 407-23 to pass a resolution that broadly condemned hate and intolerance, including anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim discrimination. Republican Congressman Ted Yoho was one of 23 Republicans that voted against it.
It was a show vote to show that they were taking action against one of their own members. If Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party were really serious, they would have done the same thing they did to Steve King, to Representative Omar. If not, it's hypocrisy at its worst.
The resolution followed comments by Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota that critics from both parties labeled anti-Semitic through the resolution did not reference Omar by name. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz told CBS this morning he's considering an independent bid for president as an alternative to get Trump out of office.
I think Republicans are looking for a home. And if Republicans have a choice between a far-left liberal progressive candidate on the Democratic side or President Trump, President Trump is going to get reelected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination held rallies on Friday. USA's Winnie King has details.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders talks about people calling him too radical.
Guaranteeing health care to all as a right, not a privilege. Too radical.
Meanwhile, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tells supporters in New York City,
we're going to build a Democratic Party that is a workers' party, and we're going to do it from the grassroots up.
At least 10 people are running for the party nomination. Also, there's continued talk that former Vice President Joe Biden could soon enter the race.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published a case study on Friday showing how a 6-year-old Oregon boy nearly died in 2017 after contracting tetanus. Dr. Mark Crislip says it's not a condition they see very often anymore.
Very few physicians in the U.S. know how to manage tetanus because it's so rare.
The 2017 case is the first case of pediatric tetanus in Oregon in more than 30 years because of widespread childhood immunization against it began in the 1940s. Barbie, the fashion doll famous around the world, celebrates her 60th anniversary with new collections honoring real-life role models and careers in which women remain underrepresented. It's part of Barbie's evolution over the decades since her debut at the New York Toy Fair on March 9, 1959. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.